where are we here? 7 after and then some.
Yep.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, the 28th of June, 2011. If you have a setback in your life, it will cause you to lose your advantage if you let it. If you have positive positioning, you can regain that positive attitude, which is necessary for success. And that's what we talk about when Uri Geller visits with us. Uri Geller at urigeller.com, one of the great mind, manipulation really isn't what it's about, understanding the mind and using your mind to overcome your challenges. Yesterday I was talking on the air, Uri, about the power of prayer, the positive thoughts that people have and they share. As a matter of fact, our poll yesterday, do you believe that prayer helps? 68% of those who responded to it at DougSteffen.com said, yes, your connection with God makes miracles happen. The reason that I was talking about that is because my dog, Charlotte, whom you have never met, but I wish you had because you would love her, had an obstruction in her intestine and had to bring her to the dog hospital, the vet hospital, and have it, we just had to make sure that it wasn't going to be life-threatening and work it through. And I left her there overnight, so I asked people to please hold a good thought for her. And she came home last night and was full of, the old energy that you love to see in your dogs. And I think
hey, buddy,
it worked. Yes.
Can I stop you right there? Again, two huge synchronicities. My dog, Barney, was taken to hospital yesterday.
Really?
And he's on the way back now with Hannah and Shippy. Hannah is my wife. Shippy is my brother-in-law.
Yep.
And Candice, who is a very dear friend visiting from America with her husband, Bob Williamson, who I think you know.
The hotel. He runs the hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Sitting next to me. And so Barney had to have, a small surgery. But
really?
Come on. Look at the odds.
I know.
Out of, all the days in the year, we happen to take our dogs exactly the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. Now, here is even a more...
Let me just tell everybody that you rescue greyhounds, and Barney is a greyhound.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here is another huge synchronicity or a sign from the heavens. 3 days ago, I was coming back from Reading. I took Bob and Candice to a nice Malaysian dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving into the driveway, our driveway. I live in a tiny village called Sonning-on-Thames in Berkshire in England. And as we were driving on the bend of the driveway, Shippy says, "What's that on the driveway there?" And he says to me, "I think it's a balloon." So when we got out of the car, I said to Hannah and Shippy, "I'm going walking up the driveway to see, what a balloon is doing, on the driveway." So I get to the balloon. It's half deflated. It looked like it was probably 4 or 5 days airborne. And on the balloon, it says "Happy Bar Mitzvah" with a big Star of David,
Yep.
I mean, first of all, you must understand that I don't know any other Jewish family that lives in Sonning or in Reading or anywhere in this
close
area.
By. Yeah, right.
That balloon flew, drifted in the air.
And landed on your yard. Yeah, right.
This is incredible. And listen to this. So I bring in the balloon. I actually took a picture and I tweeted it, put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That day, the Wall Street Journal came out with a big story about one of the mentalists that performed on my show in England and on NBC, the Phenomenon Show, which you came
to. In America, yeah.
And the article that talks about his powers and his career talks about his becoming famous during his bar mitzvah. So this is so highly synchronized, so unbelievable, so amazing that I look at it as definitely a sign and I don't attach any coincidence to this.
All right. Now, here's the next bit of telepathy, if you will.
Tell me.
There's a study. You go to DougSteffen.com today, you'll see this study which indicates that your dog may be born with canine telepathy. They are so in tune with you, they can read your mind. There's a poll that we have at DougStephan.com today, asking whether or not you think your dog has canine telepathy. So we can add that to our list of things that seem synchronistic.
Yes. And I think that I tweeted just a day and a half ago, Barney, I took a good picture of him.
Yeah.
And the response I got back is his eyes, they look at you as if he can read your mind.
All right, so I want you to go to DougStephan.com on the right-hand side. In our, we have a little picture, sort of a featured slideshow, and there are three or four pictures of Charlotte. I was gone last week, and she was here with the guys on the farm, and there are some wonderful, I don't know that you've actually ever looked at Charlotte, or we always talk about Charlotte, but we haven't really, I know Barney, but I don't think you know Charlotte, but you'll get an idea of what she's like by looking at those
pictures. Yeah, I will get on the website right after we hang up, but...
Now, what do you think about dogs having telepathy? Let's talk about that.
I mean, Charlotte and Barney, my greyhound, I bet with you that 2 days before they were taken to hospital, they knew about it.
You think?
They can read your mind, and they're prepared. A dog, you know, they did a study in England, Professor Rupert Sheldrake from, I think, London University. He did an experiment that took him, I think, a year to do. What he did is he asked 100 families with dogs and cats to keep an eye and put a little camera that would film their entrance hall. And then he asked these families to start coming home on different times of the day, not at the same time that they usually come home, and see the reaction of their animals. Well, lo and behold, most of the animals, the cats and the dogs, they knew that their owners were on the way home half an hour before they came. So it's just extraordinary. This was under scientifically controlled conditions. And he did prove scientifically that dogs have that sixth sense. They are highly, highly intuitive, and they can actually look into the mind of their owners.
Yeah. And it's because they are close. Do you think they study, they watch us the way we do? You think it's just something they have automatically, or do they have to be around us for a while?
I think both. But you see, the purity of a dog is this unconditional love. That is amazing.
Isn't it wonderful?
I think the pure and authentic unconditional love can only come from a dog. And, you know, cat owners would say the same. But it's just incredible. I've had dogs all my life. When I was about 6 years old, I had my first real dog. But when I was a baby, my father brought me a little puppy inside a shoebox. And that was my affair, the love affair with dogs.
Do you want to take the phone call? We'll take a quick break.
Yeah, my friend Bob Williamson picked up the phone.
He got the phone. All right.
Ringing here.
We're having a conversation with Uri Geller, as we do most every week at this time. Uri at URIGELLER, one of the most interesting, UriGeller.com, one of the most interesting people on the planet. Thus,
thank
the
you.
Attention that is given to him. And it is through his mind that he works, trying to help you understand how your mind works. And then for those, to go beyond the canine telepathy, I believe people think I'm really crazy or have lost my marbles when I tell them how I think that animals like cows are connectable, or we're connected. And maybe it's because I've been around cows all my life that I feel that way. A lot of people who have horses think the same thing of them.
Yeah, and Doug, one more thing I want to inject into this conversation. Also, polls tell us, scientific polls, that people who own dogs and cats live longer.
Mm-hmm.
They have this companion constantly around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, now they discover that dogs can warn their owners of a pending illness, especially cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs can feel that. And it's
they can
just
smell
incredible.
It just, I think that there's so much more to our lives than we think. Everybody was spooked out yesterday here. I don't know if they talked about it in England, that bus-sized asteroid that went off to, if you're standing looking at a picture of the Earth, it was to the left, if you will, off the coast of Australia and Asia. People were with their 20-inch telescopes, were taking pictures of this thing. Some guy had it on his iPhone, and he was, as it was going by, you could see the thing. It was only, 3,400 miles away from the Earth, 3,600 miles away from the Earth.
Yeah.
And, people get spooked out by things like that, when, in fact, there's that stuff. Those activities are going on around us all the time.
And these activities are thousands of years old. Throughout the, centuries and centuries of the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Greeks, most of the paranormal words like telekinesis is a Greek word.
Yep.
Telepathia, yeah. Meaning the ability to read someone's mind from a distance. So I believe that thousands of years ago, probably our intuitive forces or energies or psychokinesis was sharper than we have it today, because we didn't have the technologization.
Right. Our minds have been dulled by all of the screens.
Exactly.
And technology. Our minds, it's like a dog's sense of smell or the sense of hearing.
Yes.
That is so developed, and then we are getting lazy. Our minds are getting lazy.
Absolutely.
Yep, got to keep
them.
I'll
tell you what, again, this is a scientific poll. The people who watch television over a certain, 3 or 4 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
they're definitely in for clogged arteries, and
yep.
some ailments.
Yep.
You've got to move that machine that God gave you. You've got to think positive. Activate your mind, body, and soul, and you'll be a happier person, a healthier person, and probably will live longer.
All right, there's the good news from Uri Geller. Check out his website, urigeller.com. Uri, talk to you next week.
Lots of love to you all. Bye-bye.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. You will be interested to know we are going to review the top five songs from this week in 1980.
Fun.
We'll review them and then have you identify them for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. You want to get in the queue. 21 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind.
Let's go, Dudley.
All right, here we go. Time now for the top five songs from this week in 1980. We're starting with number five, as is our tradition. We do this once a month or so. People always love this because they love the music from the various eras upon
music
which
of
we
your
focus.
Life.
Right,
that's it.
Right, exactly. The soundtrack of your life stuff. Corny, but true. So this number five song, you identify the singer and the name of the song. And then you call us when you figure out what 4, 3, 2, and 1 are, and you get a swell prize. How's that? If you haven't won before in our top 5 song contest. So again, from this week in 1980, this is number 5. Richie, crank it up.
I would have been in the 10th grade.
In 10th grade, Richie. Jennifer would have been 3 or something, right?
I was 2.
2, okay. All right. So this is pretty easy, I think. Number 5, from there we go to number 4, which also is pretty easy.
Massive.
Okay,
album,
big
year.
Hit, number
massive
4. Album. All right, this number 3 from this week in 1980.
Yeah.
All right. Who is this? And what's the name of the song? Number 3. To number 2 we go now. The end of the disco era saw this group hit it big with this song.
I've been waiting to go to this town for a long time.
Have you?
Mm, I've been there for years.
You believe there is a place for you there, Jen?
I do. I think I'd fit right in.
Okay. All right. So that's number 2. Is the group a problem, Richie, or not?
No. No, somebody will get that.
This one's no problem at all. Number 1.
You want love to last forever. Won't let from never fade away. I want to help you with your problem.
With your problem.
With your problem. Man, if this doesn't sound 1980
for
this guy.
All right. So there they are, the top 5 songs from this week in 1980. You get them, you call us, you get it. 800-510-8255. Quick review, very quick again, from number 5 to number 1. Here's number 5 again. Number 4.
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress and flash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll.
Number 3.
The night has been too long, me and the road has been too long.
That's annoying. All right, that's yeah, get number two. And number one. All right, you got it. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, is that limerick that you sent me arable?
I don't know.
Yes, and it is not.
There once was a pervert named Wiener.
No.
Who had a perverted demeanor.
It's okay.
Forced from the Hill for acting like Bill. Now Congress is one Wiener leaner.
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
Come on, Rich.
When she says, I don't know, that immediately means I go, no, it is not.
Time out. All right, so Blago is guilty of 18 of the 20 counts against him.
What a shock. Wonder how that hair is going to do in prison.
Right?
You know, I feel sorry for his kids. I really do.
Well, sure.
And
throw it all away.
What about the arrest warrant has been issued for Mr. Gaddafi,
oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Charges
of crimes against humanity.
Yep.
Why don't we just do what we did with Bin Laden? He's the head of state, so he can't do that, right?
That's yes, right.
That's
you
right
can't.
That's right.
All right, we'll get the top five in a moment. 28 after on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white man of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful
powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Stephen Long on Action. Rich comes up short on any number of levels of measurement.
Mm.
Lady J is here.
Yeah.
Ooh,
not
like
J-Lo.
J-Bird.
J-Bird, that's nice. The fact of the day today from Good Day. Universities in our country, we were talking about this at our Heidelberg board meeting this past weekend, seeing an increase in students who drop out. And some of them are launching the Silicon Valley startups. There was an article, it was in Forbes, that I saw about how many multi-million-dollar homes, if you're in San Jose or any of those areas that are sort of suburbs of San Francisco, these homes out there that are just McMansions going for crazy prices. Steve Jobs didn't get out of college. Bill Gates didn't get out of college. Mark Zuckerberg, he does have... Didn't he finish school, didn't he, Zuckerberg?
Yeah, that's where he started Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. And those other guys, the twins, are still suing him. There's a website that says that Zuckerberg is worth $100 billion. Come on. Could that
Whatever.
Be?
Whatever. Let's say it's 50.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 10.
That's right. What difference does it make?
Sure.
When you get to a certain point, I think the who cares answer comes up.
Right.
Okay. We care about music. We care about things that are going on in your life. This program aims to connect you to what's important in your world, no matter what. And music's certainly an important part of our conversation. So as people say, well, this is a talk show. Why would you be playing music? Because music is something that we all talk about. And it is a program that is about things that are important in your life. And what's more important than some of the music that sort of shaped our attitudes or helped us go through our experiences? Thus the case with the top five songs from this week in 1980. Let's see if we can get to James, who's in Suffern, New York. A lot of jokes with that, James. You probably get a lot of jokes living in Suffern.
Succotash.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not belabor them because I don't want to sound pedantic. However, I am interested in your ability to name these songs. So we got number five playing now. What is number five, James?
Running Against the Wind, Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, number five. What's number four?
Still Rock and Roll, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, and it's still rock and roll to me. Number three?
The Rose, Bette Midler.
Number two?
Funky Town, Let's Sing.
Yes, you got it. And number one?
Is Coming Up. By Wings.
Yes, sir, it there is. Paul McCartney and Wings. Good job. Wow. So how old are you, James?
48.
48.
Yeah, right there.
So
that
I was
works.
Graduating high school.
Is that right?
Works. Perfect. Now, how much do you hear this music today? Do you look for stations that play this sort of music, or you just you keep it around and you do you have Pandora, so you load down whatever it is that you want, or how do you approach the music in your life?
I try to listen like to a lot of the oldie stations and...
What's the oldie station that you hear in Suffern?
CBS FM.
CBS FM 101.
1.1.
Yeah. That was the greatest.
Well, there's a few oldie stations left.
That actually sounds like an oldie station, that actually is an oldie station.
The big talking.
Does it right. But wouldn't you love to have Cousin Brucey back there and Dan Ingram?
Oh, yeah.
And
Harrison.
Harry Harrison. Ron Lundy, who died last year.
You're
actually,
right.
I thought somebody told me that Dan Ingram had Alzheimer's or dementia or something, but I hope that's not the case. One of these so colorful and clever guys that were on the radio, they just don't exist today.
No, they don't. They
guys really open the mic and just let it roll.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about Robert W. Morgan earlier this morning, another guy that came from that era.
From the WMCA.
Yep, the old WMCA. Remember Gary, I can see him now in his double-breasted sport coat.
Right.
Isn't that awful? I can't remember his name, though. But he was one of the good guys. No,
Gary
Owens did it in Los Angeles. This guy was on WMCA as one of the good guys early on. But you understand, we're going through some of these people. And because they were in New York and people in L.A., most everybody around the country knew who they were. The only voice that has not been silenced is Cousin Brucey, who's on Sirius still. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cousins, my cousins.
Doug, I've got a radio guy alert on the phone. James, are you in or have you been in radio?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Okay.
No, he's just got
very
it.
Very good. Just knows
he's
it.
Got it. All right, so what station are you listening to, James?
Is NJN.
NGN.
NJN.
NJN. WNJN. Got it. All right. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you, James. Appreciate the call, and best of luck to you. It's 21 minutes before the hour. I love to get to the bottom of things like that. Speaking of getting to the bottom of things, the new book out by a new author. I like every once in a while there are a few books, as you hear us say. There are 40 or more books that come across my desk every week and Rich's desk every week. And every once in a while... there is a book that really kind of it helps me, I guess, revive my faith in people and what they're interested in. This book is a challenge to the concept of the Big Bang theory, the grand convergence theory, the belief system that we feel so connected to because it makes us feel safe. It's kind of like religion, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. The book is called Una Simul, UnaSimul. The fellow who wrote it is a new author named Thomas Napton. And, Richie, it suggests that the Big Bang is just a step in the grand convergence of things as we try to understand what our essence is. This is fascinating. Richie's been around me for a long time. He knows how fascinated I am with this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
By the way, most of the people who really look into this find more questions than they do answers.
Okay.
Because you can't possibly begin to understand, no matter how good your mind is, Stephen Hawking, whoever you are, you don't get it. You can't get it.
Right.
You may dream about it. You may have nightmares about it. And we all worry... it's seemingly about something that's kind of silly. The Earth, for example, is 4.5 billion years old. Been through ice age after ice age after ice age after ice age. Human beings have survived on the planet for, I don't know, maybe there was an ice age about, 19,000 years ago. Humans have been around supposedly in some form for 200,000-300,000 years. But it's all a drop in the bucket in terms of time. As the Earth is really, even though it's 4.5-5 billion years old, a drop in the bucket. We cannot possibly imagine how everything has come to be, how it continues to exist, and where it will go. And yet we still worry. I can remember, I had this conversation with somebody, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, talking about, you know, where what's going to happen when the Earth goes away. What do you care? Why would you care?
Yeah, we're not going to be here to see it.
Yeah, you're not at all. All right, one of the other things beside this book that I have become fascinated with is the way our country is moving in terms of its maturity, ability to vote, who's voting, and why you vote for whoever it is that you vote for. And do you believe with me that we have a horrible system that needs to be nuked? One of the ways to do it, maybe subtly, you've heard me talk about three or four times in the last few weeks, there's a website called Votocracy, Richie, V-O-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y, Votocracy.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And we invited its CEO, Brian Lee, to set the stage for this. Brian, welcome to Good Day. And I think if there's ever a time for this, you know, one wonders often, is it the right time? Well, you got to kind of put your chips together and figure it out. Explain to us how Votocracy will work. What's your vision?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
We sure hope it's the right time. Certainly feels like it. A few of us got together, and we were a little frustrated with the way politics was going. And we looked at the power of social media and what it could do. It certainly was very important what happened in North Africa and the Middle East. And we said, is there a way to change things?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that we can break down some of the barriers and have politics not just be run by professional politicians?
Now, you're a Microsoft guy, right?
Yeah, I spent about 8 years there. Mm-hmm. Got to work on some fun projects like Xbox and Xbox Live. And you know, that experience of seeing how you could transform gaming and make it more social and take mm-hmm. the couch and make it mm-hmm. virtual was a little bit of the inspiration for this.
So if I want to be involved, if you don't understand this, folks, this is not about Republicans. This is not about Democrats. As a matter of fact, this is the antithesis. The people who are hardcore party operators are going to be, this is anathema to them. They're going to be really nervous. The more this sort of thing takes hold, the more obvious it is to these people because they're going to see it, as was the case in Egypt and Middle Eastern countries that used technology. This is the next step, as I see it anyway, Brian, to getting people involved. We don't vote in primaries, and that's our biggest problem because we don't really then have a selection. You got two people, and they both stink. So in terms of Votocracy, you're suggesting that anybody can show up there and make his or her case and see what sort of support he or she can garner, right?
Yeah. Well, you nailed it. You get two choices. You get more choices if you want to order pizza.
Right.
If you want to buy a pair of shoes, then
yeah.
you get to pick the leader of the free world.
Right.
So we thought that system could probably use some improvement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yes. how do you get some oomph into this so that there is enough attention that it actually gets somewhere?
Well, we've got a nice little start. We've been out since June 1. We've already got over 300 candidates.
Oh,
we've
wow.
got over 5,000 people that are participating in one way or another. So that's a nice little start in 4 weeks. But you're right, it's all about size. It's all about making this really big. So our goal, unlike having maybe a dozen professional politicians running, we're hoping to have literally 100,000 people or more run for president on this. And we want them to come from every imaginable walk of life.
100,000 people to run.
To run.
And then how do we get it so that a couple or a handful or a 10 or a dozen end up getting real attention so that there's an actual possibility? Because if you got 100,000 people, nobody's going to rise to the top and then be an actual candidate. How
well,
do we get it?
There's one great model out there right now where about 100,000 people start. And as you'd expect, not everyone's as talented as everyone else.
Sure.
But at the end, you end up with 20 or so really talented people. And that model's called American Idol. For American Idol,
yeah.
100,000 people go through the cattle calls. They yeah. start the process.
All right, and so then what we have to do is get, this is something we need to explore a little bit more. We're a little tight on time. I just wanted to introduce people to the concept. What ought to be the situation is people start using their imagination as to how it could replace the system that we have, replace the party system, which is corrupt and arcane and ridiculous, so that people really have a say. vote. Maybe we have a challenge to the system this way. There are all kinds of things you can imagine. But I wanted to have people start out by understanding what votocracy was. So what we ought to do here is maybe every week or two, Richie, have Brian come back at different times of the day on the program so we can expose different listeners to what he's trying to do. Brian, well, I'll have you work that out with Richie and
That's
Michael.
That's great.
So
I'd love to do one more thing if you have a second.
Sure, go ahead.
It is about participation, so I'd like to make sure your listeners know that we're going to offer you guys a discount and get you involved. We want people involved. So if you go to Votocracy and use the promo code Doug-1115, that's D-O-U-G, make it all caps,
-1115, yep.
We're going to do two things. We're going to give you a $10 discount on the candidacy, but we're also going to pull some money together, and this is something we can follow up on. But for everyone who uses that code, we'll also put $10 in a pool, and we'll let you guys pick a charity that we donate it to.
All right.
Oh, very cool.
There you go. That is cool.
Let's figure out what we can do.
We'll do it, and we'll have you back. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Votocracy is what it's called. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is just a moment away. A pediatrician's group is trying to get a ban on junk food ads aimed at children. That story, the internet effect on children and their weight, et cetera, et cetera. Up next here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico's help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with us now, brought to you by the folks who have prepared MetaFast meals, have prepared MetaFast, helping you to lose weight 1 pound, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 20 pounds or more at a time. We have had great success with this. I have a lot of testimonials. Dr. Ken recommends MetaFast. So have 20,000 other doctors. How can you beat it, Ken?
This is the way to lose weight. It's solved the problems of my patients, my family, and I recommend it. It's a proven, safe, effective method. It's a lifestyle that'll help you keep the weight off. You want to lose that last 10 pounds or that first 100 pounds, this is the way to go.
Here, use the Ken code, Dr. Ken code. Call 800-506-4115. Again, the code Dr. Ken, save $50. One way to lose weight that we all approve of is the MetaFast way. Call 800-506-4115 to have guaranteed success in your weight loss efforts. So, we have a couple of different stories that sort of are complementary here. The ban on junk food ads aimed at children, the internet, and how it affects children's weight. What's the story roll together, Ken?
Well, the medical journal Pediatrics, we learned that too much TV watching and internet use may not just turn our children into couch potatoes, Doug. They also make them crave junk food and have trouble sleeping. It's a perfect formula for making our kids fat. Too much TV, too many junk food ads, and not enough exercise and not enough sleep.
Yep. All right, so something to beware of, be wary of, be concerned about, and knowledgeable about. Why wouldn't you want to have this if your child is getting heavy? Why wouldn't you want to do something about it, whether the ban on junk food ads makes any sense or not? Certainly parental involvement makes a lot of sense. Also, a lot of news about diabetes this week because of this meeting going on, huh?
Exactly. The number of adults with diabetes worldwide, Doug, has more than doubled since 1980 to nearly, it's amazing, 350 million, fueled in large part by an aging population and rising rates of obesity. This is out of Lancet this morning, Medical Journal. But the big news is that diabetes may be linked to hearing loss. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association. It's all because it affects the circulation. So if you are having hearing problems, check that blood sugar.
What?
Or take your headphones off.
Right. One or the other of those things. Dr. Ken here on Good Day, 51 past.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now.
Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The theme from Blazing Saddles.
Love it.
Frankie Lane. I'm going to celebrate Mel Brooks' birthday today.
Oh, help me!
I just saw this movie this year.
Really, for the first time?
For the first time.
Oh, you poor child.
It was great.
No kidding.
It is great.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Mungo only pawn in Game of Life.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
God bless Slim Pickens, my God. Every single thing that ever was a part of any Western is made fun of in this movie, Chucker, don't you think? Blazing Saddles is
a classic movie.
Is just classic Mel Brooks, who's 81 today. Classic.
And you know, if you're a fan of Blu-ray, the movie looks absolutely gorgeous on Blu-ray.
Oh, I bet.
Is it?
Beautiful yeah. Transfer, beautiful.
Check that out.
Mel Brooks is, what do you say about that?
Beyond
genius.
Yep. Is he 80? No, he's 85 today, I think, not 81. Anyway.
History of the world.
Happy
I mean, just God.
The producers.
Young Frankenstein.
The Inquisition. Yeah, that's an All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments time on Good Day. And we have a quick contest for you. This stars Richie's favorite actors.
Uh-oh. It won't take me long, then.
All right, so Richie, you can show us how smart you are. Here's the first clip.
Right here.
Great white buffalo.
Yes, I got it.
All right, you got it, Chucker?
Another clue.
Next clue, Richie.
You're better than him. Maybe not by a lot, but a little. You're completely toxic. There's nothing you can't kill. You're the violator.
All right, that help you any?
No.
Doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Here's the last audio visit.
All the choices we make in our life are pointless. There's no escaping the inevitable.
So you're saying that your whole entire life is predetermined to suck no matter what you do?
It's not the way I want it, but...
It kind of seems like a really, really good excuse to do something totally amazing right now.
I didn't like this movie, Richie.
Oh, you'd hate it.
Well, I went to see it. I didn't like it at all.
You would hate it.
It was awful. For me, anyway.
I was crying. I was lying on the ground crying, laughing so hard.
Okay. 800 510-8255. Take a crack at it if you've not won our Movie Moments before. Would like to win, help yourself. Now, Chucker has some movie news for us in 60 seconds.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit Facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
All right, Chucker, time for Movie Moments news and views. How do you like that for an intro?
It sounds good. According to the mostly reliable Deadline Hollywood Daily website, Clint Eastwood reportedly trying to lure Leonardo DiCaprio to star alongside Beyonce in his remake of A Star is Born. DiCaprio currently filming the J. Edgar Hoover biopic with director Eastwood. Amazing, Eastwood continues to make film after film. Guy's an amazing talent. Other news, actor Christopher Maloney, the star of Law & Order SUV, or the former star, this will be his last season, has signed on for a major role in Warner Brothers' new Superman movie. He will reportedly play a military general. They're rounding out a nice cast. Besides the unknown actor Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, the movie will feature Amy Adams, Kevin Costner, Diane Lane, Russell Crowe, and Julia Ormond. That's a pretty good cast. It's going to be directed by Zack Snyder, who did the movie 300, and will come out next December of 2012.
People magazine, in this day, 1985, did a death count in Sylvester Stallone's Rambo. 44 people killed.
That's all?
People magazine figured out this was an average of one body biting the dust every 2 minutes. There were 70 explosions that killed an undetermined number of people, according to People magazine. Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like an episode of 24.
All right. All right, so nobody's got this right, Richie. You want to do the honors?
Hot Tub Time Machine, baby, with
John Cusack.
John
Cusack. Is it Chuck Curry's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check it out through DougStephan.com.